To be honest, I expected this to be very intense, as I know the works of James Ferraro and Nate Boyce, but from the first moment I could feel it, it was actually way more intense than I expected it to be, sort of, if I had some sort of expectation towards it, let's say. And what I like particularly was how the visual and the audio stick together. And as much as I really appreciate and like the idea of this sort of an opera, like new form, futuristic opera, because I think somebody called this project so, I think the act, with the actor included, that could have been done a bit better, more clear maybe, because I was getting a feeling that I'm missing something sometimes, like when the actor was playing his act. Yeah, I really like how he incorporated choir. I think that's becoming more and more popular. I saw also a performance with a choir from Holly Herndon. I actually saw Holly Herndon in this very building as well at some point. And that I really like about incorporating vocals and more nature, human nature, into such new sonic forms. Yeah, what else? To be honest, also one more comment, that just came to my mind, that as much as I know James Ferraro's work pretty well, I've been following him, I've never heard him in this edition, and I think this is like the most substantial I've heard from him yet so far, like about his vision. Also, obviously, the additional elements helped me to understand that vision better, of course. But just musically, strictly, that was for sure the most impressive I've heard from James Ferraro, yeah.